We welcome you fieldside here at Lehigh University. Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles linebacker Brian Roll, year number two for you, young man. Hey, not a bad rookie season looking back. Congratulations on defying what the people on the outside expected.
Most definitely. It was a good season. And for me personally, and I remember having a coach with, you know, meeting with Coach Caldwell, and I told him, I said, it wasn't good enough for me. But, you know, people told me I wasn't going to play. I couldn't play. I may not make it out of camp. I'll be special teams. But, you know, I know with, you know, the grace of God and my hard work, you know, I was able to, you know, get on the field and show them what I could do.
Brian, I mean, whether you admit it or not, it must motivate you to hear people say, he's too small, he can't play, he won't make it to this level.
Well, I'll tell you, the motivation is, you know, it's more so just doing it rather than proving to somebody you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know you can do it, you know you have the ability to do it, and the coaches believe in you, it doesn't matter what the outsiders say. The coaches, they wouldn't have brought me in here, you know, GM, owner, they wouldn't have brought me in here. They didn't think I could play. And I just thank them for the opportunity.
Do you keep tabs on other linebackers who had been drafted ahead of you?
Most definitely.
Do you?
Most definitely. I look at that.
Scratch them off the wall?
Yeah, most definitely. I just look at, you know, you have all these guys that, you know, high round picks. They have the physique that the coaches look for, this prototypical size. I keep it, you know, in the back of my mind that, you know, if this is what they want, I'm going to show them what they need. And last year, I feel like I did that.
Was there ever a point in your career, high school, whatever, where you actually saw a coach or an evaluator look at your body and go, no?
Not at all. Because I remember actually one of the first times I seen the coach on the sidelines from Wisconsin, Dave Doring, and he looked at me. I remember him looking on the sideline. His eyes was like, you know, it was a play where I was running maybe, it was like 100 miles an hour. And I remember after talking to him, he said he'd never seen a guy run that fast every play. So there's never been a situation where I've seen the coach look at me and say, oh, I don't think he'll make it. It was more of surprised that, you know, how athletic I was for the size that I am.
When did you fall in love with football?
Maybe I was like 14 to 15. Before that, I was in it, you know, but not really in it. Now, I was, you know, afraid of the contact, believe
were
it or not.
Really?
I didn't like it at all.
Were you one with the ball at that point?
Actually, I wasn't. I was a big kid, so I was a lineman at a point. I was a center.
Well, who would want to do that, really?
It was kind of fun, but like I said, I wasn't really into it. But, you know, I looked up to my older brother. He played at Illinois State, and I watched him how good he was, and I started to take it serious. And his coach in high school eventually was my coach, and he talked me into playing.
14 and 15, was there a moment that changed it? Did they finally get you out of snapping the ball and say, hey, go hit that guy with the ball?
I was actually on my way to high school. Like I say, and I remember the first day of practice, you know, as a coach, he just told me, you know, he said, you can be great like your brother. And I remember him telling me that. And me, I didn't think much of it. You know, after a great freshman season in high school, like 20-something odd touchdowns, 2,500 rushing yards.
Wow.
I got serious with it, and that's when I really, you know, gave him all.
Maybe this is premature to ask you, Brian, but what do you think is harder, reaching the NFL or staying in the NFL?
Wow. I'd probably say staying. Just for the simple fact that, I mean, you can have guys in college who – all world, get to the NFL and don't quite pan out. So, you know, you can go to college and sometimes you can take a play off and make a play because you're just that good. But in the NFL, you know, you look at my situation with me and Jamar Chaney. If I happen to take a play off and don't, you know, be on my A game, you know, he'll step in and then you see guys start to slough off and then coaches don't have it. You know, they're going to bring somebody else in and you'll be out the door.
So you mentioned Jamar. You guys are good friends, competing for time at the Will linebacker position. How do you kind of manage the friendship, the competitive nature, the teammate thing?
Well, I tell you, like I tell everybody else, you know, it's a business, and we know why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. We're going to come out and compete. He's pushing me every day, and I'm pushing him as well. But at the end of the day, you know, the best man is going to get the job. And I support him. He supports me. You would never know that we're battling, you know, to be a starter just for the simple fact that, like I said, we know it's a business. We know, you know, what comes with it, and we can't let that – you know, get in between our friendship with me, him, or anybody else on the team that's competing.
Was there a moment last year, Brian, kind of a, hey, I can be a great player in the NFL moment that you look back
at? Actually,
think?
Preseason, the first game against Baltimore, I remember making maybe the first tackle, and then, you know, they said, I remember hearing the quarterback cadence, and he checked the play, and I actually picked it up the second time he did it, made the play again. And I thought to myself, it ain't as hard as most people make it seem.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it easy. That lets you know if you just study and want to do it, you'll get it done.
Are you a playbook rat? Are you in it all the time?
Actually, I do. I remember, you know, when I first got it last year, I was in there looking ahead because I wanted to be so great. But I've learned that, you know, you have to pick up on the small things first But don't get too ahead of yourself, because that's how you get out there and start thinking and don't be in the right place.
Game against Chicago last year, you make the big play at Lincoln Financial Field, score your touchdown, give the Eagles a lead. Everybody's pumped up. And I know at the moment you don't get caught up in it, but as you kind of reflected maybe in the offseason, if you did, it must have been a great moment for you to hear the crowd, national television, make a big play. You know that your family and friends are watching the game. And people kind of around the country said, hey, that kid can play. They recognize the name.
Most definitely. It's one of those out-of-body experiences where I remember running and didn't quite feel like I was actually there.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I remember before the play, talking to Moses Fokou, he said, somebody has to make a play. He said, go and make a big play. And made a big play.
Yeah.
And I just thank God, like I said, for the opportunity, you know, to play on Monday night and be in the position that I was to make that play. And my family, everybody, every time I go back home, everybody talk about that one play.
Great.
Man, remember you scored a touchdown. Right. That's something that I always remember to be able to tell my kids and grandkids about.
Hopefully there's more to come, though.
Oh, it will
be. It's early, right? You know, I think fans, they look at linebackers and they really don't know how to judge success. How do you judge success? What are you doing well on the field when you look at film? When you're doing it right, what's happening?
Well, you get into, most of all, tackles for loss.
Okay.
Most people look at, you know, missed tackles as, oh, this guy isn't that good. It's football. You're going to miss a tackle. And yeah. They wouldn't have that stat if it wasn't going to happen. But to be successful, like I say, you don't have to have 120, 130 tackles. It's making that play when you have the opportunity. And especially for this team, you have to make that play because our D-line is so aggressive. So our LBs have to be athletic and make, you know, plays that, you know, most teams, their linebackers won't make.
Add D'Amico, add Michael. Tell me about the early chemistry with the three of you.
I'll tell you what's a lot of fun playing with those guys. And D'Amico, he's a guy that is very outspoken. If he wants you to play a certain position or wants you to change up a technique you're using, you're going to listen because he's an older guy. Michael, he's a guy who's eager to learn as well, athletic, fast kid. He's picking up the game real fast, a lot faster than I feel like I did last year.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, he's had the OTAs.
Yeah,
that helps.
He's had the offseason, but you know, I can't wait to see how good he's going to be. Because he's always asking questions, always wanted to be great. You can see it in him, and I'm excited for him.
How much have the OTAs helped you, a full off season? They always say that you make your most improvement year one to year two. Have you felt that?
Most definitely. You get more comfortable in the system because, you know, you've had the off season to know what you're going to get into in camp. Also, knowing practice tempo, knowing how practice is, you come in and knowing what to expect. Last year, get thrown in the fire. First day, I remember, you know, not even remembering what plays we had, just remember playing football.
Yeah, but it's now, instinctive at that point, right?
Most definitely. Now it's more slowed down. You're more confident, more outspoken. Last year, I don't remember saying much in camp as far as on the field, but now I'm more outspoken.
It looked like Juan called the blitz for you a little bit later in the year with some success. Do you anticipate getting that opportunity?
Yeah, I hope so. He's more confident now in camp calling blitzes mm-hmm. because he has more faith in us getting there. As well as the back end. And those guys have gelled a lot this offseason, you know, Nnamdi and DRC and those guys. So hopefully this year we blitz a little bit more and let the linebackers get after it.
You feel more confident in the league now, Brian? Sixth-round pick, you never really know what your place is?
Most definitely. But, you know, I say to all draft picks, you know, whether you're first or the last, if you want to play in the league and you have that desire to play in the league, you'll play. Don't let where you're drafted at, don't let, you know, what people say about you dictate, you know, the outcome. Can dictate that. When you get on the field, the coaches, you're going to get a chance, so you got to make the best of the opportunity.
What do you do for fun in the off season?
Me? I fished a lot. Actually, for the last 2 weeks before coming to camp, I fished every day. I made that.
That's your zen?
Yeah, I made a promise to myself to fish every day. That's what I love to do, fishing and bowling.
Okay.
I did it every day and had a lot of fun.
What kind of game do you have bowling?
A good day, I'm in the high 200s, bad
Woo!
Day. 140s, 150s.
Do you believe that there's a perfect game in your future ever? Any chance of it at all?
Maybe. I think I could. If I actually got serious with it,
yeah.
I probably could bowl.
Do the Eagles have
game.
A bowling team? Like, guys get together and bowl at all?
You
got to get that going.
Really. We should
that's
get a bowling
nice,
game
That's a nice
going.
Monday night event.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
Hey, Brian, congratulations on a great season last year, great training camp start, and hopefully many more great days to come here
at
Lehigh University in 2012 season. Brian Roll in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.